Well, over the last several months, you've probably been noticing some activity at the Cass County Memorial Hospital. If you haven't, you haven't been paying much attention, quite honestly. Well, they're coming to the close of one phase of that. We're going to talk a little bit about that this morning. Sarah Nelson, who's the Director of Public Relations with the Cass County Memorial Health System, is in with us this morning. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Jim. Nice to be here.
Yeah, appreciate it very much. Let's talk a little bit about all this stuff that's been going on. I know you ask a lot of folks because you depend on people using that facility. They're in and out every day. But progress has to be made. You need to make changes in things once in a while to keep up with what's going on. So you have to ask folks for a little bit of patience. That not only goes for the customers that use the hospital, but also for the folks that work there.
Absolutely, Jim. It's been an exciting 15 months. We broke ground in March of 2011. And I'm glad you mentioned that because I wanted to be sure too. Our staff has been fabulous with their flexibility and support of this project and the community as well. The portion that's done now, phase one, is the basically includes the addition as well as some expansion and remodeling in Atlantic Medical Center. It's been probably the least disruptive as we move into phase two, which is remodeling then of some of the existing space of the departments that move into the new section. I think we're going to see that a little bit more in our everyday lives, so we'll ask for a little continued patience, but the end result is going to be well worth any minor inconveniences.
I know some folks we'll still ask, no matter how much education you do, and no matter how much you try to get the word out, some folks don't find that information that they're looking for. So some people are still asking, why did we have to do this? Is it just a matter of technology is changing and things? But medicine changes every day.
Medicine is a constantly changing field, and we're fortunate that we have providers and staff who do a great job keeping up to date on all those changes. But it's changes in both the techniques you use, it changes in the technology that you use, and partly, you know, buildings and systems wear out. The air handling, heat, air conditioning and such in our current patient wings simply is it's worn out. And to try to fix it and the windows and patch that up really was not even a responsible fiscal choice. So we went to the new addition so we can improve those basic systems like we all need in our homes, but also it allows us to improve the amenities, set it up so we are able to maximize the technology that allows us to provide state-of-the-art healthcare and quite frankly, attract and keep great providers because they want to work with the best and provide the best care to their patients.
Well, we've seen changes, too, at healthcare facilities, including this one, because you're responding to the way people are choosing to use it now. That has changed over time.
Absolutely. The difference between the level of inpatient care and outpatient care, so many things that used to be done on an inpatient basis now are done on an outpatient basis. So it's important that you have expanded space and providers and abilities in those outpatient areas, as well as still providing some things just have to be done inpatient, providing good core inpatient and emergency department services. You have to have the whole spectrum of care. We're proud to have that here.
You bet. Well, it's a community hospital. It's a county hospital, so everyone has a stake in it being successful, and now's a chance for them to come in this weekend and check out exactly what's been going on with their hospital.
The open house is this Sunday from 1 to 5. We are so excited. I hope everyone will come out. As I said, I think they'll just be amazed at what's been going on behind that big square and the temporary walls the last 15 months. We have added on a two-story addition. It's over 42,000 square feet. The main level is for our emergency department and emergency department admissions. And then we also have our same-day surgery area, as well as our operating and surgical suites, that whole department. That's all on the main floor. And then on the upstairs, we have our inpatient areas, with the exception of behavioral health, but our medical, surgical, intensive care unit, and obstetric unit are all upstairs and with beautiful new rooms. Each room is a private room. Each room has some piece of furniture that will fold out if a family member wants to stay. Each room has a private three-quarter bath, so stool, sink, and shower in the room. So that's a huge improvement over what we've had in the past. And really also just the way it's set up for the staff to work is a much more efficient model. So it helps us use our staff more effectively so that everybody can get more personalized care.
You know, I think there's a common perception, and it's probably a misperception among folks, that when a hospital, when a healthcare facility does something like this, it's probably due to the fact that the doctors, the nurses, the people that work there would like to see it done differently to make it easier for them. But it's really a combination of it's trying to make it easier to use for the patients and those who love those patients who are at the hospital as well.
Absolutely. By making it easier and more efficient for our staff, that in turn makes it better for our patients. They're able to provide better care. It increases safety, we have many things in place to increase safety, reduce the risk of falls. By being able to accommodate modern and up-to-date technology, that reduces the risk of errors like medication errors, which you never want to see, but the more you can use the technology to automate and technology cross-checks, you know, humans look and be sure there's not an interaction, and then the technology double-checks it for us. We have bedside medication verification, which is a tongue twister. We have it in some areas now. We'll have it in more areas with the new addition. And that's where the patient armband has a barcode. Their medication has a barcode. You have a little scanner like at the grocery store, smaller. And every time a patient receives medication, you scan the medication and the patient. It's just a double check on the people to reduce any chance of an error. And that just increases our patient's safety and well-being.
Crazy. It's impossible, actually, to keep up with all the technological advances through just a simple project like this. I mean, by the time you get finished, it's already changed again.
It is amazing, an ongoing path. And I have to say, our board, our administration, our department directors in those areas, they do a great job, our staff, of educating themselves and knowing the technology that's available and what is appropriate and a good fit for us. And our board does a wonderful job analyzing the needs and the finances and allowing us to stay as up-to-date as we are. It really, for a hospital our size, it's just amazing what we have available. Another big change in the technology is in the surgical suites themselves. And I know when we started the project, I put in a piece about how the ceilings would be higher and some people kind of locked into that. And they are. But that's to support some huge booms. I wish everybody could have seen the ceiling before they finished it off and see the structural support up there for these booms that mount television screens in the OR. Because so when a doctor is doing a scope, they can see on the screen, this huge screen, what they're seeing. In some procedures, a patient can watch if they choose to, as well as the lights and other equipment that all is then totally mobile on those booms. They can adjust it at just the right angle and just the right position to get the view that they need. And so that's why it was so important to have those ceilings with that extra support in them. It sounds like a little thing when you just say, oh, we're going to put some extra steel in the ceiling. But when you see what you get in the end, it's amazing.
I don't think anybody who's built a home or maybe perhaps added an addition onto their home didn't at some point later say, gee, I wish we'd have done this. And it's usually because of something out of taste or preference, whatever. Well, when you guys need to make those kind of adjustments, it's a life and death thing. It's because we want to provide better care.
Yes, it's major. So you try to look ahead as far as you can, as far as the current technology allows you to look. And I think that, again, the people who have been most involved in planning this have done a great job. And there was a huge amount of planning with a lot of staff involved, even to the point we have a storage shed on the property at the hospital. They had several patient rooms, mock rooms set up so nursing staff could go in and really touch and feel and see, okay, this would be better if this was located to the left of the bed instead of the right, or nope, this is a little too high, or no, we like this bed better than this bed, or we like this delivery system for the medical gases that have to be in a patient room better than this one, or it needs to be over here. A lot of attention was put into those details.
Yeah, helps to have that dry run, that little walkthrough there.
Yeah.
Well, now, this is just phase one. There are other phases as well. We're not going to go into that. We'll worry about that later on when those things get around. But right now, it's time to celebrate this portion finishing up. 1 to 5 this Sunday, June the 10th, will be an opportunity for folks to come in for the community open house. What'll happen there? What will they see?
Well, we'd like them to come in our main north entrance, and they'll see the beautifully remodeled atrium. The hospital auxiliary has donated, I believe it's a 3-year pledge of over $140,000. So when you come in and see the beautiful redecorating, if you haven't already, in the atrium, that's thanks to our auxiliary. They also purchased the TVs for all the new patient rooms, really beautiful, nice flat screen TVs, patient rooms and waiting areas. So you'll come in. If you go into the Atlantic Medical Center waiting area, we'll have some refreshments, and you can go into, because Atlantic Medical Center did add on to Suite C and expand an area to accommodate an obstetrics and gynecology area for Dr. Brown. They also did some internal remodeling to create an additional patient care area, Suite D, for the family medicine physicians, because we have a lot of family medicine providers, and they need space to see patients. You know, we're very happy to say patients can call any day with our extended hours of 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Thursday, and almost always be seen that day. So you need the room to make that available. Then also, we'll take you on down the atrium into the new area, and we'll have some hosts there to help you find your way. We'll be going through a temporary hallway part of the way, and then we'll give tours self-guided so people can go at their own pace, and we'll have staff stationed throughout to answer any questions and give information. So you can take 2 hours to look at it. You can get through it in 15, 20 minutes if you're on a tight schedule but just want to see it. It will be the only time that the public can go in those operating rooms unless they're having a procedure done. So if you want to see them while you're fully alert and not thinking about other things, this is the day to come, because they are truly amazing.
Good. All right. Well, very good. That's, again, this Sunday, 1 to 5 p.m. at the Cass County Memorial Hospital here in Atlantic. So don't miss out on that opportunity to do that. Now, that doesn't mean, as we said, that everything's finished. Construction is not finished. This phase is done. You're moving into other phases. So still asking for the public to be a bit patient.
Yes. As we move the areas into the new area, and that will be the weekend of June 15th, we'll move the first floor, so the ER, same-day surgery and surgery. The weekend of June 29th, we'll move those inpatient units. Then you're going to start to see some activity of rehabilitation services and cardiac rehab and outpatient clinic, oncology areas, starting their remodeling. So some of those will be in rehab and cardiac rehab. We'll go to some temporary locations. We will do our best. The media is so kind to help us keep people informed. Keep an eye on our website, casshealth.org. We'll have signage, and ask if you're there, just ask any staff person. We'll be happy to take you where you need to be.
Easy enough. And make sure you stop up Sunday from 1 to 5. Sarah, thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.